Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show with, of course, Christina Liu. And we just finished a lovely half-hour conversation with Senator Todd Kominski, who is an attorney. Not only a senator, he's an attorney. He's going to be running for the district attorney of Nassau County. But he brought an insight from his legal perspective and from his political perspective as to what's going on in Albany. And we here today are not making any judgments. It's not our place. We're just discussing the situation and praising the women who were nothing more than just brave to come forth. And I'm sure some of them got abused, and some of them are getting abused now by family, by friends, saying, what are you doing? The governor's a good guy, and how could you do this? But at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do when you know what's right in your heart. That's what I believe. Because nobody knows what tomorrow brings. But if you are honest to yourself and the people around you, and that's what I believe those 11 women were, that's it. I'm not judging anybody. I'm listening. That's all I'm doing is listening, and let the people, you know, the assembly, the Senate, et cetera, take care of stuff.
You know, this is not a new phenomena. I can look back in my life 50 years ago or more, 60 years ago in business. And there were always certain men, I'm using the term men specifically, who had this womanizing attitude. And back then, it was a much more blatant than it is now, believe it or not. And there was always this group that you knew when you went with them or whatever, they only had one thing in mind, and that was to go find somebody, you know, and that would be true within an office or within any environment that they were in. And looking back in my life, there were a lot of stupid people that went along with that. But then there were probably many people who went into it because they were forced into it. Because of the things you're describing, because of the power position, you know, without getting into names, we had Hollywood names of, you know, people who, 100 people they abused. So this hasn't just been going on. And I think one of the hopes that comes out of this is put a woman into a position with knowledge so that she can know what to do if you run into somebody like that. You know, I have daughters, granddaughters. I hope that they know how to handle it, first of all, verbally and whatever. But if they have somebody who's in a position of power and you have it's kind of a tough spot to be in. You don't want to lose your job. Maybe you're in a really good job, but you got this one idiot that, you know, causes you problems. How do you handle it? And I think that, you know, the problem has always been his word against her word, if you will. And unfortunately, his word dominated up until not long ago, in my opinion. All right. And I believe that that a woman has to understand that that still exists, in my opinion, and that they have to somehow build a case. And when you get multiple women together building a case, then there's power in numbers, like 11 women all saying it. If there was only one woman, it would be that much more difficult for that one woman. And all of them have to document their scenarios and just don't generalize. I'm encouraging, you know, if you had a meeting with JoJo and JoJo was an idiot and so-and-so attended, and JoJo tried to do certain things or say certain things to me, I encourage a woman should document that for herself. You're not going to put it out on a bulletin board, but build a history. And if you don't build a history, one event's not going to do it, in my opinion. You know, you have to build a case, if you will. So I think if anything comes out of this, because of the publicity of this case, it should be that women get more educated in terms of how to, if they do get into this situation, A, how to handle it, and B, if it's something it's difficult for you to handle, how can I protect, how can I present my case, and who can I present it to? If it's the person in authority who I'm the one who I would have to present it to, or maybe a human resources department that's in cahoots with the whole thing to begin with, where do I go? You know, I'm powerless.
Yeah, no, and it's a major thing. Like I said, in North Hempstead, you know, that's like, it's like a whole training that we have to go through every year.
I think it's great.
And you have to, because that's half the battle, right? Is knowing like, what do I do? You know, and it's horrible because I look at these women, you know, a lot of them were young, starting out, had different political aspirations, you know, and this is also, let's be clear, this is a very public thing. So it's not like, you know, this isolated thing that, you know, you can report, you know, even like this is like, you know, if you're, it's going to be a thing, right? I mean, it's just like their pictures are there, you know, their stories that, you know, circulate about them, you know, and of course that it's always, you know, that's the chance you take when you come forward, that somehow, you know, his defense, you know, there'll be all kinds of things trying to be thrown at these women, you know? So it's a very tough thing. And I think, you know, as what you were saying, like it's the organizations, you know, and especially government, you know, to develop these programs and safe places and educate the women into feeling comfortable in reporting. You know, like I said, within North Hempstead, it's a very, you know, kind of a chain. Like if it's, you know, if it's your boss, you know, you kind of go this way, you know, because it gets gray, you know, because if it's your boss, that's the one doing these things to you. It's like, what do I do? And unfortunately, you know, what was happening in the governor's office, which it seems, you know, from the documents, like I said, I'm not there. I'm just speaking from someone who was listening, you know, that the team around them were just really protecting him, you know, so that these women who did kind of try to report it, it was going unheard because they were, you know, still protecting his best interests. So I just think that, as, you know, John said, all we can do from here is, you know, hopefully change will happen. Different protocols will put in place, you know, and women will feel more comfortable, or men. Listen, I'm not, it could be the reverse too. Who knows? You know, it's just be more comfortable in, you know, reporting these kind of things. So that's all we can hope for.
You said also, you need some sort of documentation.
Yeah.
You can't turn around 6 months, 8 months, 9 months later and say, okay, by the way, this happened on this day. You got to have it written down. You actually have to turn around and say, Christina, did you see what just happened?
Yeah. And it's horrible because that's uncomfortable, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to have to do that and constantly be on, you know, the freaking offense with, like, you know, doing all these things is nerve-wracking, you know, obviously. But it's true because, unfortunately, you know, you got to trust your gut a lot of times, right? Like, it's, I think that, you know, especially I say it to all my friends, where it's like, you know, at the end of the day, if your gut is really telling you something, you know, things are probably not right, you know? So it's just, it's a crazy time. So we'll see how this all unfolds.
You know, I talked to my wife last night about this because, yeah, I figured we'd like mm-hmm. to talk a little bit about it. And she brought up a point that I didn't think about until we talked, her and I talked about it. And that is that, there could be a big problem with a spouse in a situation like this. Maybe you were reluctant as the person who was abused to bring it out to your spouse. Maybe some spouses might think you encouraged it. Maybe some spouses are going to get so angry with the person who's doing it that they may threaten to go there and do physical damage or whatever. So, you know, that there's the spouse part of it that comes into this that I didn't really think about that much, but it's a fact. You know, you may not have said something.
That's what it is. And that's when, you know, when you had asked me earlier, you know, how I, you know, it's a very tricky thing, right? Because on top of your spouse or your family, you know, there's this power dynamic. So it's also, you know, from, you know, seeing how he kind of reacted to certain things, you know, it's showing, you know, it's creating this shame mentality. So you're going to be reluctant. Look, it's the same thing as people who experience like domestic violence and stuff, you know, why, you know, everyone from the outside, like, oh my God, how could they not come forward? You know, it's very easy to say, but when you're in that situation, there's so many different things that you're struggling with, you know, reporting and the shame. And then, you know, you're thinking, oh my God, is it me? You know, oh, I don't want to lose my job. Oh, I don't have, you know, it's a, there's so many different layers and fears, you know, that come forth in this. But as we said, unfortunately, you know, if there's not a lot of people don't come forward, then, you know, you can't progress and change, you know, and then it's just this cycle that keeps happening. Listen, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are other women who, you know, might not have been as comfortable to come forward at this time. You know,
I'm sure there are other women.
You know what we haven't brought up though, and I'm not going to cause trouble. You know, you have 11 women that came forth, mm-hmm. And you're talking like with husbands and different things. I don't know the full history of these women. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Some of these women might be, ladies that fool around too, and they're very open. I don't mean fool around in a bad way. So it gets very complicated. Because
at the end of the day, though, it's like none of it matters because there's, you know, the bottom line, which it always is the power dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just that in itself, like, is just a no-go, you know? And I think that when there's someone who is clearly at a different level of power compared to the other person, you know, it's just like a no-go situation in the workplace, especially, you know? So I think that's kind of where it goes. So listen, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he does the right thing.
Yeah, very good point.
You know,
power thought, you know, you're right.
That's what it is. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like nothing else really matters. When there's that, when someone clearly has, you know, that say over, you know, there's a complete, you know, power shift of things. It's, you know,
we'll see. Yeah, no, I agree. When a person's 100% in charge.
Yeah.
Very difficult to say there's.
And like I said, you know, everyone is not, you know, on top of all these allegations. I mean, I think also just as alarming are the allegations of what a toxic place it was and that you couldn't voice, you know, an idea or an opinion that didn't go along with him and his team, you know, because you would be attacked, you know? So that is just as, you know, crazy as everything else that came out, you know? So clearly there was a lot of toxicity going on in the office.
I know. Listening to Christina, it almost sounds like the radio show when you bring up an idea and she tells you, you're not doing that. Oh, and you know.
That's right. Watch how I crack that whip on.
Boss, keep the boss.
No, that's another topic unto itself is the toxic work environment.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a real thing.
You know, people create that. I've worked for multiple, not that many, actually. I've worked for some who are great at building teams, and I've worked with several, two that stand out, whose names I will not mention, who were, their style was bullying and toxic, and there was no real honest exchange of thinking.
Yeah.
It was their way or the highway. And it's not fun working in an environment like that. And then if you throw harassment on top of it.
Right. It's like a perfect storm.
You know, it's like, who the hell wants to stay here? You know?
Actually, we have to go into our last break of the Christine Lou Show. You're listening to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.